Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location, Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more, call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online DeltaLiquidEnergy.com. The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, November 26, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
County Airport releases advice for smoother holiday travel. San Luis Obispo man threatening to bomb synagogues pleads not guilty. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today, highs in the upper 60s, it's 39 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Sam's Tree Service, board certified master arborist, 24-hour emergency service when you need it. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. With Thanksgiving travel underway and winter holiday travel right around the corner, the San Luis Obispo County Airport is ready to welcome travelers for the busy season. Courtney Johnson, Director of Airports for San Luis Obispo County, said SBP is fully prepared for the holiday rush. SBP advises travelers to follow several holiday tips. Arrive at least 2 hours before your scheduled departure to allow time for parking, check-in, and security screening. Check your flight status with your airline before heading to the airport, as winter travel can affect schedules. Consider alternate transportation to the airport whenever possible to help ease parking demand. Review TSA guidelines before packing. Fully charge devices before arriving and download your airline's app for real-time updates. SBP also invites travelers to arrive early and enjoy the terminal's beautiful holiday decor. San Luis Obispo man threatening to bomb synagogues pleads not guilty. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:09.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385, 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. 36-year-old Elijah Alexander King was arrested by the San Luis Obispo Police Department last month for posts he made on social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter. King's post said he would, quote, bomb every synagogue in a 20-mile radius, and even added, this is a real threat, call the police and report me for terrorism. King was arraigned on federal grand jury indictment on Tuesday with one count of threats and false information regarding fire and explosives, one count of threats by interstate communication, and one count of false information and hoaxes in a U.S. District Court of California. King pled not guilty to all three federal charges. His trial will start January 13th. The county sheriff's office announced on social media that a new canine has joined their ranks. Anakin, a 2-year-old Dutch shepherd born in California and trained in narcotics detection, has joined the Sheriff's Office Special Operations Unit alongside his handler, Deputy Brixie. The Sheriff's Office welcomes Anakin to their team. CHP has released a safety reminder for this upcoming holiday period. Beginning tonight at 6, CHP will be entering its Thanksgiving holiday enforcement period, which will continue through Sunday, November 30th. CHP officers will be on patrol, this time ensuring travelers are wearing their seat belts and driving safely. CHP says during last year's holiday enforcement period for Thanksgiving, 36 people died in crashes across California. 14 vehicle occupants were killed within CHP jurisdiction. Six of them were not wearing a seatbelt. CHP also says they made more than 1,100 arrests for driving under the influence during this same enforcement period. Whether you are driving across town or across the state, CHP encourages all passengers to buckle up, drive sober, and obey the speed limit. Holidays are meant for celebration and connection, not loss. The County Public Health Department has released a statement from West Coast Health Alliance issued in response to recent changes to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention's Autism and Vaccines webpage. The webpage was updated on November 19th to say that the claim vaccines do not cause autism is not an evidence-based claim because studies have not ruled out the possibility that infant vaccines cause autism and that this statement has been determined to prevent disseminated to prevent vaccine hesitancy. West Coast Health Alliance's statement says that, quote, rigorous research of millions of people in countries over decades provides high-quality evidence that vaccines are not linked to autism. The Alliance goes on to say that it is, quote, deeply concerned about inaccurate claims to the contrary on the website. The Alliance says that vaccines are thoroughly tested and remain one of the most important tools for preventing infectious diseases. These statements were originally published on November 21st on the California Department of Public Health website, recently shared by the San Luis Obispo County Health Department on its website. In sports for the NFL, Thanksgiving tripleheader here on KPRL. We'll have the Packers and the Lions in the morning, then the Chiefs against the Cowboys, and finally the Ravens against the Bengals. In the NBA, the Lakers beat the Clippers 135-118, the Magic over the 76ers 114-103, the Wizards beat the Hawks 132-113. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:13. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news, the LAPD refuting some of the reports about the teen's body found in a Tesla registered to the singer David. The body of a 15-year-old girl, Celeste Rivas Hernandez, found in that car. She'd been in there for weeks before being discovered. A new chief of the U.S. Border Patrol taking the lead in San Diego, Justin De La Torre, says that agents are seeing steady activity along the border and they're continuing to work around the clock to stop illegal crossings.
People have been smuggled into the United States. You know, they're paying $10,000, $15,000 each to be smuggled and then trafficked into the United States.
De La Torre takes over in San Diego after serving in Yuma and starting his career in Imperial Beach. And the race for the governor's office narrowing here as Democrat billionaire businessman Steve Klubeck drops out and endorses Democrat Eric Swalwell. Swalwell announcing his candidacy on ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live.
This great state needs a fighter and a protector, someone who will bring prices down, lift wages up.
John Gilliland, California News.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You need someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now you can meet them fast on ZipRecruiter.
Build your team, build it sooner. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter. Try it free.
With Steel, batteries are included. This holiday season, give a gift that's ready to go right out of the box. For everything from cleaning up the yard to cutting up firewood, Steel tools check off the wish list and knock out the to-do list. And right now, buy select battery tool sets and get a free extra battery. Visit SteelUSA.com for holiday deals and gift ideas. Happy holidays from Steel. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
KBRL News continues at 6:16. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Weeding robots have emerged as a key focus of autonomous farm technology as growers seek solutions for costly and labor-intensive tasks. One model, which was displayed at the 2025 FIRA USA Agricultural Technology Conference last month in Woodland, is the Sharpshooter system from Hayward-based Verdant Robotics. The Sharpshooter is a tractor attachment that uses artificial intelligence to identify weeds and deliver precise, controlled sprays without hurting the cash crop. We're delivering millimeters streams of liquid onto the weed, said Chad Yadgao, Verdant Director of Agronomy and Industry Relations. If you think about a hypodermic needle, if you press that plunger, that little stream of liquid that's coming out, that's what we're doing every time we take that shot. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Sunny today with highs in the upper 60s, east-northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. A few clouds tonight, lows in the upper 30s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies with highs right around 70 for your Thanksgiving, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Friday, mostly sunny on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday and Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday and Wednesday. Upper 60s Friday, low 60s Saturday, mid-60s Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, 62 a week from today. Currently, it is 38 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KBRL News Time is 6:19.
Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less all year long. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Dairy Creek, Chalk Mountain, and Morro Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends at Chalk Mountain Golf Course. Now, sale through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morro Bay, a free nine-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit SLOCountyGolf.com today and grab your Slo County golf card before January 1st.
You know what's better than falling in love? Falling into fortune at the Tachi Palace. No painful heartbreak, just cold hard cash. Every Friday in November, win up to $5,000 cash or Tachi cash. Then stick around for our November grand prize drawings. You could win a brand new Toyota truck. So fall into fortune at the Tachi Palace, where falling actually improves your balance. Your bank account balance.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Rich London, the mattress specialist in Paso Robles. Rumor has it you just received the first of many new shipments.
I got over 50 pieces last weekend. They are everywhere. You walk in the store, you're going to see it stacked almost to the ceiling. I've got stuff all over, and I need to move it because I have new stuff coming in as well. So come on in as soon as you can and save a lot of money.
The mattress specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Fewer people filed for first-time jobless help last week than expected, 216,000 versus the estimated 225,000. Those claims dropping to a seven-month low. The number of people already collecting unemployment benefits, those known as continuing claims, rose by 7,000 to 1.96 million. That's a post-pandemic high and an indication of how much harder it's gotten to find a job. Durable goods orders in September slowed as expected, but still rose by more than estimated, climbing 0.5%. The expectation was for 0.3% increase. Transportation equipment leading the increase. Durable goods are products which don't wear out quickly and don't need to be replaced very often. For instance, cars or furniture. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
If a Lenovo computer for your business is on your holiday list, don't shop around. Just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com. You'll find exclusive deals on the PCs you want for your business, like the ThinkPad X9 14 Aura Edition and Yoga 7i 2-in-1. So avoid all that shopping chaos and price comparing, and just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com, where PCs are up to 50% off. That's Lenovo.com.
Lenovo, Lenovo.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week, including Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's Day. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
We're here to help.
Hi, I'm Seth Peake.
And I'm Ryan Peake.
And we're the Peake Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peake Painting at peekpainting.com.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech is set and ready to go. Brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us on this Wednesday edition on The Right Choice. Yes, indeed. Cornelia's brother's sister, Rose.
My mama told me, she said, son, please beware. There's this thing called KPRL, and it's everywhere. She told me, it can break your heart out and put you in misery. Since I left KPRL, I feel it's happened to me. And I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. I found myself phoning
the morning exchange.
All right, at least 10 times a day. That's the conclusion of that there. Cornelia's brother, sister, Rose, thanks for joining us on the day before of the big day, kickoff to the holiday season. Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Karen will have on your supervisor, John Pichong, discussing the budget shortfall, future plans, and fights over approving housing. We'll get to the budget thing, but got a little business to take care of. Oh, boy. Let's see here. Well, tomorrow we won't be here. We have specials running 6 through 9, and then we have the football starting at 9:05 with, again, the Pat Summerall and the John Madden montage of conversations and calls and so forth. That'll lead to the kickoff at 9:30, and then Darcy and Kenny will not be here on Friday. And then Saturday, since the country store is dead on the Saturday following Thanksgiving, we will extend Pure Country. But Jimmy will be in the 9 o'clock hour. All right, we have that part taken care of. And then I got this from Westwood One yesterday from Mr. Stuart Greenblatt, who I've been working with for, maybe 20, 25 years now. He's a good guy. Rich Valdez is going away. If you remember, he replaced Jim Bohannon, if there's such a thing somebody's able to do. But he is going away. According to sources, he was not able to come up with an agreement with Westwood One on both sides. So that will take place December 1st. And the person taking care of replacing him will be McGraw-Millhaven. And December 1st, and then on the end of the month, the real estate show, Westwood is not continuing. That is on Sunday mornings, so, and this usually happens near the end of the year with the networks, but at least with Westwood One, they generally give us ample time to make the changes, although the December 1st is a little tricky, because we have logs done in advance, but since it's Monday, it really won't be that much of a hassle. But anyway, just a couple of heads up for you on that. Also a heads up, and Saturday on the country store, Dave called in from a Thanksgiving Paso and said that they had the volunteers. However, due to some illnesses, they need some volunteers. And if you can go to the website and sign up, much appreciated. One on Wednesday and others on Thursday, all in the kitchen. So again, some last-minute illnesses this time of the year, not surprising. But if you can help out and would like to help out, please go to their website for the Paso Robles Thanksgiving. Again, they need one for today and others are for tomorrow, all in the kitchen. So there we have that update. Okay. And what else? We had something else came in here. These were on the text, by the way. We're done with the phone thing. My phone is fine. But thank you for all the help and the advice on it. Let's see here. This is an email that came in yesterday. Kevin, earlier today, you mentioned that Elusive Butterfly was one of your favorite songs. Any particular reason? Yeah, it's sentimental reason. It's very simple. When my dad traveled a lot when I was a kid, but when he would come home, he'd be gone. We're not talking, you know, during the week. He'd be gone for 2 or 3 weeks at a time. And he loved to play tennis. And so when he would come back, he would take me on Saturday mornings to this place, to this park, Reynolds Park in Hastings on the Hudson. And they had a playground. So he would drop me off at the playground. He would go over to the tennis courts. But afterwards, we would play ball on the baseball field. And so, but he also took me this one time that I remember. Well, obviously I remember because this is why the song is a particular reason. He took me to like a luncheon place, but it was a luncheon place for the guys that worked at the, there was a factory there. It was Anaconda Aluminum, Anaconda Wire and Cable. And my dad worked there when he was putting himself through law school. So he got to know the guys, and it was a place to go to have a sandwich and a beer, that type of place. Well, my dad took me in there one afternoon, and the guys there, they had a ball game on, you know, typical stuff from that era. But on the way home, we were driving in the car, and I don't know why, but the song Elusive Butterfly came on. And that's the first memory I have a song connecting my dad with me in the times that we, that particular Saturday morning. And for whatever reason, that song, for sentimental reasons, it is stuck in my head, and I can never get tired of hearing it. So anyway, but thanks for asking that question. I'm sure many of us have songs that we have particular meanings to. It's just like the, you know, again, with my dad, I will stop and listen. Well, you don't hear it much on the radio anymore because it's too old. It's the Victim Own on the Street Where You Live. My dad loved that song, and I can remember him singing it around the house when I was a kid, although we were all howling at his voice. So you tie songs with, moments and emotions and so forth. So anyway, just a couple of things. But again, thank you very much for asking. All right. Chris, when you took your trip to Houston, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, right?
Correct, Houston.
You had somebody drive you. You didn't park, did you?
Yeah, I had my dad drive my car and just take it back home.
Okay. Do you know what it costs to park there daily?
No, I don't.
$25.
I guess it's not terrible, but like it sounds small at first, but then you realize if you're gone for just, you know, a weekend into Monday, that's about $50 to $75.
That's right. It's a very nice airport. I love the airport. The parking's pretty easy, but I wasn't going to pay $100 for the 4 days I was gone. Linda drove me down, but just beware, folks. And I don't know what an Uber or a taxi would cost to get down there and back. Anyway, just a little something there for you. Okay, let's see here. Thanks for the morning about our volunteer needs. Yeah, again, I will mention that a couple of times this morning. On the volunteers, so the folks can get the proper help that they need. Alrighty, let's see here. What else do we have going on? You know, they'll be talking about it this afternoon. When I mean they'll be talking about it this afternoon, that's John Pashong and you and Karen Vealey regarding this budget shortfall here in the county, which we've had for quite a few years. And again, when you're looking out X amount of years to the 29-30 budget, the forecast is $18.7 million in the deficit. Now, and of course, they're going to have to raise fees. Meanwhile, they have been giving raises and paying generous salaries to people who apparently don't know how to manage a budget, and that would be the lead of the Board of Supervisors. And now, again, this has been going on for quite a while. But what this is, to me, pretty amazing. California, meaning the state, provides approximately 35% of the county's general fund operating revenue. Okay, that's 35%. Another 14% of the county's operating revenue comes from federal funds. So almost half of the money that this county has been using to operate on with the general funds is not generated from here. And we've all heard all the grandeur over the years on how well this county, tourism, the wines and agriculture and all this stuff. What are they doing with the money? They're going to come back at you again. We know the fees will be going up one more time. And then there's going to have to be some kind of more tax increases. I don't know if this, I think some of them, depending on, will have to be voted on by the people. And they're going to whine and complain that the end of the civilization as we know it in San Luis Obispo County will come to an end if we don't continue to pay more to these people that simply don't know how to handle budgets. Or, more appropriately, they don't know how to handle other people's money. This is disgraceful. They should be embarrassed. And we'll see. It'll be an interesting discussion this afternoon with John Pichon and others. Okay, so let's see here. Let me see. I had all my gas siphoned out at the San Luis Obispo County Airport at $25 a day. You'd think they could have a little bit of security. Well, I had something happen a couple years ago at the airport, and it was good. I left my windows down on my vehicle. It was a station truck. And nothing was gone. You know, there wasn't any garbage in it. Nothing was gone. Doesn't look like anything was tampered with and so forth. So, yeah, because you have to put that sticker in the window and so forth. And I don't know how often they check it. I had thought, just for the heck of it, since it's $25, what would the fine be if I didn't check in? You know, would it be less than the amount I'm paying? I don't know, but sorry about your gas, which I have a little story about siphon gas here in just a second. Another one, Kevin, I had my first, yeah, I did too. First frost on my windshield this morning. I live in the city of Paso Robles. I had that happen, and I did something really stupid this morning. So I go out, get in the truck, coming into work, and again, the windows were a little frozen. And so I put some water on it and, you know, ran the wiper blade, and it didn't do much. So I turned on what I thought was the defroster for the front window. Well, I could see well enough, you know, go down, you know, because our roads aren't crowded or anything like that. And there's certain areas where I know there isn't any deer. So as I'm driving, I'm going, man, there must be something wrong with my defroster. It's not working like it normally does. Well, then, duh, I realized that I had turned it on for my feet, not the window. I feel like an idiot. Well, I'm going to have to take this in and get it looked at and so forth. No, dummy. You just didn't have it in the right of whatever it is. So anyway, for those of you, yeah, it's a little chilly out there this morning and the frost on the windows. So anyway, be advised. And that means there could be some on the road as well in certain areas, particularly over the bridges. So just heed the warnings about doing what you need to do. Get up a little bit earlier, go out and warm it up, make sure it's everything is okay. All right, let's see here. What else? I had something else this morning here. Let me see. The windshield, got that. Rich Valdez, he's going away. The parking. That's it. We're done. We'll see you on Friday.
Oh, cool.
Well, you're not off the hook. You still got news to do. So, anyway, okay, so let's see what we have here. For those of you that use, I don't know if there's a Walgreens around here, but you might want to check because there's been a recall of nasal spray. Over 41,000 bottles of Walgreens nasal spray has been recalled. And people use that sometimes for the relief of cold or flu. So you may want to check that bottle before using it. The FDA announced a recall and over concerns that it may be contaminated with whatever. It's a bacteria found in raw milk. And it is the 1.5-ounce bottle of Walgreens Saline nasal spray with whatever in it. It begins with an X. So, again, use a little caution. Check and see if that's you. And blah, 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 blah. All right. Okay. So, all right. Came across this story. And, of course, it's the holidays, so people have to have their own opinions, like we all are allowed to here in the United States of America. But I saw the headline this morning. Universities, school districts nationwide call for decolonizing Thanksgiving Day, making it a day of mourning. One university promoted a road trip to Plymouth Rock for a rally and march. And this has to do with how nasty the United States of America is. And so it should be a day of mourning. Well, if this is a day of mourning and you're dissatisfied with it, I wonder if you educators are taking the day off and getting paid for it. I wonder if you're doing that. So why not show up for work? And anybody else who wants to attend school based on this day of mourning. Put your money where your mouth, or our money where your mouth is. Show up and have how many people who want to follow you do the same. That would be nice to see. How committed are you to this day of mourning? So when I saw that, I thought, Thanksgiving. It's a day of thanks. And so what should we be thankful for? Well, most people will talk about our health, family and friends. But how about things like the basic needs that most of us have here in the United States? Even those on the lowest end, you have pretty much your basic needs unless you self-inflict and made stupid decisions in your life. All right, and here's something that I don't know if we appreciate as much as we should. The natural beauty of the United States, except for Indiana. I always pick on Indiana. If you live in Kentucky, you pick on Indiana. It's like if you live in New York, you pick on New Jersey, and et cetera, et cetera. It happens. But the nature's beauty and the amount of people that don't enjoy it. Now, I know people have different likes and dislikes, but just to look at the beauty, not only in the state of California, but around our country. It's pretty amazing, the diversity of our landscape here in the United States. It's breathtaking. It's breathtaking. I'd rather spend my time walking around and looking at and enjoying it in, taking in the smell of the high mountains and the pine trees and all that, than sitting in some silly casino for 4 hours gambling. Again, everybody has their own thing. But that's pretty special what we have here. The nature's beauty. So there are a lot of things to be grateful for. Our health, and I think our health is somewhat we take for granted as well because we abuse it. I'm as guilty as anybody else. Just, I guess, DNA or you get lucky. Don't know. But I think of people who were born with disabilities that makes it difficult for them to operate. I particularly think of the kids in needs, like with Special Olympics. They would give everything they have that most of us have to be able to just carry on and do the things they love, even though they give the most they have. If you've ever been to one of their events, it's absolutely amazing event to go to, and it is an emotional event. And maybe it would inspire many of us to maybe take better care of ourselves. Because these kids give it everything they have with what they have. It's a marvel to see. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I'm trying to make a comment.
Hello?
Hi, I'd like to make a comment.
Sure.
What you're talking about struck me about how we really need to be thankful, just even for the rudimentary things we don't even think of on a daily basis. Is my son is on a mission for our church. He's 20 years old. He's in Guatemala, And he was writing us this week how he met this family up in the mountains. They're a mountain family, so they're pretty poor. I mean, that whole family goes out and they grow corn all, you know, as much of the year around as they can. And even the six-year-old kid is out there hoeing rows and putting seeds in, and that's all they eat is corn. It's corn every day. I mean, maybe they have something else that's not much, and then they put the corn on their roof, and he was helping them, just trying to help the family and, you know, serve them besides just teaching, you know, gospel principles, but trying to serve as well. And he said, man, this little kid was running circles around me. These people are hard workers. But they brought him to church, and this kid, they were shocked to see a toilet. The kids had never seen one. And the drinking fountain, you just push a button and cold, fresh water came out. And they had to show them how to use all these instruments. Yeah, they thought they were like in another world, you know, and they were. But I wish all these kids could be sent somewhere to do some service like that for a month or two. I mean, my son will be, he's gone for 2 years, but he's learning more than I could ever give him, send him to college for, which he will be doing when he gets back.
Now, a couple of questions regarding that. Are they happy people? Because, you know, that's a hard life. Now, I realize that maybe because they don't know any better or haven't experienced it. So you're saying they are happy?
That's what my son said. I asked him. He said, no, they're really happy. And I think a lot of that has to do with hard work. I think work and satisfaction and making your own way, even though they don't have much, everything they've got, they did on their own. I think that has a whole lot to do with it. And, you know, they're pretty simple people, obviously, as well. But, you know, it's when people get cell phones and then they see what everybody else is doing, we feel envious even here in the USA. Wow, they're going to Tahiti? What the heck am I doing wrong? I can't afford, you know, I'm going to Barstow. You know, I mean, I don't think they see that and they don't feel that.
Has your son said that he is very much appreciative or feels spoiled considering how he was, you know, living in the United States with all the luxuries and so forth?
Oh, yeah. He just says he has nothing ever to complain about. And how hard these kids work. I mean, even down to the six-year-old kid, man, they work hard or they don't eat.
Hmm. Well, you've done a good job, sir. Thank you very much for sharing that with us.
Well, thanks for bringing that thought again and talking about what we really need to remember, you know, this weekend.
Yep.
Have a good day.
Okay, thanks. You too. Yep, you know, I've heard, you know, Healing Hands, Dr. Frankel and that group of primarily doctors, they will tell you they've been in parts of the world that, and they've, I know Dr. Frankel has said that we need to send our young over to some of these places to make them appreciate not just the basics, but just the United States of America. That's something to be thankful for.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. 36-year-old Elijah Alexander King was arrested by the San Luis Obispo Police Department last month for posts he made on social media platform X. His post said he would, quote, bomb every synagogue in a 20-mile radius. He has pled not guilty to all of his charges, including false information regarding fire and explosives, false information and hoaxes, and threats by interstate communication. The County Public Health Department has released a statement from West Coast Health Alliance issued in response to recent changes to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Autism and Vaccines webpage. The webpage says that the claim vaccines do not cause autism is not an evidence-based claim, which the West Coast Health Alliance contests, citing as inaccurate. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 37 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero, ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News. News. I'm Ted Linder. Progress being made toward a deal that could end the war between Russia and Ukraine after U.S. officials and envoys from Kyiv met in Geneva, Switzerland. Oklahoma Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen on Fox Business's Kudlow, reacting to President Trump's claim that he will not meet with either nation until they've agreed to a deal.
He doesn't want to meet with them again. He's met with them. He doesn't want to meet with them until they both are for sure want to come to the table, and then he'll help facilitate a peace deal.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine began more than 3 years ago. And the White House pushing back on a report from MS Now that allegedly indicated President Trump was considering dismissing FBI Director Kash Patel while speaking to the press aboard Air Force One. The president stated it's not the case.
Kash Patel? No, he's doing a great job, I think.
The MS Now report cited three unnamed sources, MS Now, formerly MSNBC. America's listening to Fox News.
From Paso Robles wineries to Atascadero's storefronts, the right display transforms your property into a holiday destination. Guests stay longer, spend more, and share in the experience. The holidays aren't just about light. They're about memories those lights create for your guests. I'm Aaron King with Slow Holiday Lights. We provide a red carpet holiday service so your business can shine without the stress. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. This season, roll out the red carpet for your guests and make your business the place that everyone remembers. Look us up at Slow Holiday Lights. That's Slow Holiday Lights.
9 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
The College Football Playoff Poll version 4.0 has the top five teams the same as last week. Ohio State, Indiana, Texas A&M, and Georgia in the bye slots with Texas Tech fifth. Oregon nosed ahead of Mississippi into sixth with Oklahoma, Notre Dame, and Alabama rounding out the top ten. As of today, ACC leader Miami and Tulane from the group of five would make the 12-team playoff field. The last weekend of the regular season coming up, plenty of rivalry games after Thanksgiving. Saturday, number one Ohio State is at number 15 Michigan. On Friday, number 2 Indiana is at Purdue, number 3 Texas A&M visits number 16 Texas, and 4th-ranked Georgia meets number 23 Georgia Tech at the Dome in Atlanta. NBA, the Wizards snapped a 14-game losing streak, hammering the Hawks 132-113. C.J. McCollum had 46 points as Washington went wire-to-wire for just their second victory in 17 games this season. Coach Brian Keefe.
That's a big deal. We want to win. Our guys are disappointed when they don't, but it just shows you what we're capable of. Now we got to continue to stack it.
The Magic slammed the 76ers 144-103. Anthony Black had 31 off the bench, one of nine Orlando players to score in double figures. And Luka Doncic had 43 points, Austin Reeves 31 as the Lakers sank the Clippers 135-118. NHL, the Stars dazzled the Oilers 8-3 in the only game on the ice. That's Wednesday Sports.
And of course we have our triple header, but a little pregame special I've got for you at 9:05 tomorrow morning. And then it'll be the Packers and the Lions, the Chiefs and the Cowboys, and the Bengals and the Ravens. All right, sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety and Atascadero. Service, supply, rent, they do that, and they sell traffic control equipment as well. Sunny today, highs in the upper 60s. Few clouds, mostly clear tonight and overnight. Lows in the upper 30s, and then we'll have some high clouds and sunshine for your Thanksgiving Thursday. Not too shabby. Friday, upper 60s. Saturday, we'll drop down to the low 60s, mid-60s Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and low 60s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down. 6:51 a.m., 4:52 p.m. We are at 36 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety and Atascadero, family-owned, locally family-owned and operated. Visit avilatraffic.com. Moving right along here on The Right Choice.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World-famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero, your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. Yes, indeed. All right, as we check in to see what animals may be out there in the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound over the river and through the woods. Well, there's nothing to report, but Chris, I'm going to beat this dead horse until it's outlawed in the United States of America. You ready?
Ready.
How can you tell if a cranberry is ripe?
It floats.
That's not bad. I'll give you one more shot.
Okay.
Its
color.
No. It'll bounce like a rubber ball.
Oh. Huh. See, I've never had like a raw cranberry before. I've only had cranberry juice or adjacent things, so I've never actually touched a cranberry.
Well, don't touch them. They're probably bad for you. All right, man. And again, I'll see if I can get some kind of legislation started to, sorry for those of you who grow them or however they're made. I don't care. All right, if you lose one or find one, I'm not talking about cranberries. We're talking about winged or webbed, two-footed or more. Give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. The office will be closed this afternoon at 2. Nobody tomorrow. And it also, nobody will be here at the office on Friday except Chris and I. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles and Templeton and the One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch, they've got you covered. Okay, folks, simple question. We'll see. And I'll tell you right off the top, I don't believe this, but I'm just going by what my good buddy Al, or AI, has told me. Are you ready? Now, the estimated cost for a traditional Thanksgiving dinner for 10 in the United States is around how much this year? The estimated cost for a traditional Thanksgiving dinner for 10 in the United States is around how much? It's a slight decrease from last year, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation. And, of course, prices vary by region. But this is the overall for Americans. So how much do you think it is? This is based on 10 people. And again, I'm not believing it. But AI is never wrong, just like the media is never wrong. So what are you laughing at?
No, I'm laughing. You know why I'm laughing.
Okay, here we go to the wireless, also known as the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. $200.
No, not $200. Good morning. You're on trivia.
$200.
No, I don't think it's $200. Again, I'm not believing this answer, folks, but that's just what came up. Hi, good morning.
$50.
I'll give it to you. Can you turn down the radio, sir, please? That's
sure.
That's very Thanksgiving-like of you to do that.
It's gone.
I appreciate that. Okay, yeah, no, you're close enough, and it's $55.
All right.
$55. Are you having a traditional Thanksgiving dinner?
I sure am.
Okay, do you like cranberry sauce?
Yes, I do. I learned to like it about 10 years ago.
Do you like sweet potatoes?
It took me a while.
Do you like sweet potatoes?
I love them.
Sir, it's going to be really hard putting your name on this list, but I have to do it by law. May I have your name, please?
Pat Kelly.
Pat Kelly. Okay, I'm going to put a little exclamation mark by this. All right, Pat, thank you very much for listening, and happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you for Mike.
All right, bye.
$55 seems pretty low for 10 people.
I do, too. I think that's... there's some grocery store deal that I'm just going by the experts here. Now, the cost of varies by location. For example, the average cost was found to be lower in the South and the Midwest compared to the Northeast and the West. Well, of course, because just the cost of living in general in both those places is higher than the South and the Midwest. But 55. Chris, if you and four buddies went to a fast food place and got a, you know, pretty full... Would it be more than $55?
I don't know about more, but it would be pretty darn close because I would say fast food meals are about $13 to $15 each. Yeah.
Oh, man. That's
actually, no, it would be more then because if you do about $15 times four people, that's 60. It'd be about 60 bucks.
Right. So it's cheaper to make a Thanksgiving dinner than to go to a fast food restaurant.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. The county sheriff's office announced on social media that a new canine has joined their ranks. Anakin, a 2-year-old Dutch Shepherd, born in California and trained in narcotics detection, joined the Special Operations Unit alongside his handler, Deputy Brixley. CHP has released a safety reminder for this upcoming holiday period. Beginning tonight at 6, CHP will be entering the Thanksgiving holiday enforcement period going through Sunday, November 30th. They'll be on patrol, this time ensuring travelers are wearing their seatbelts and driving safely. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 36 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Individual item costs. While the overall cost may be lower, some individual items have seen price increases, such as potatoes, rolls, apples, and I can't get rid of it, cranberry sauce.
Looks like you need a 2x4 across your face, which I am prepared to do that if it's necessary, by the way.
Well, by the way, it may be necessary, but I won't learn anything from it. The nuns tried that. Two more to go this hour, brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. Free estimate, 805-610-8266.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.